Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Friday morning to you. It is 8:10 here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And welcome in if you're watching us on CN2 or on any of the major social media platforms. Good morning.
Well, we have here in the studio Miss York County Teen All-American. Her name is Sullivan Littleton, and she comes to us from the big city of York. And good morning to you, Sullivan.
Good morning.
Well, she is here. If you're not able to watch us on CN2 or our social media platforms, she has got that big sash on.
Yes.
Mm. I'm amazed at how you can always keep that sash on, because if it was me, it would be inside out and hanging off both shoulders instead of one. Is there a special pin that you pin it?
So I don't have it pinned now, but most of the time you would pin it up at the top or bottom, wherever it would be able to not show.
There's a trick to the trade, okay. Lucas. You're making her give away her tricks.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I've seen tricks.
I've seen the crown too. I'm always wondering how on earth do you keep the crown steady? And it's a lot of bobby pins on the top of it.
Yes, it's a bunch of bobby pins at the top of it.
Man, all right, well, before we dive into the title that you hold, what do you want our audience to know about Sullivan Littleton? Tell us about yourself.
I'm an 18-year-old graduate from York County High School. I just graduated this year. I was a multi-sport athlete in high school, and I really want to be able to share the message with younger girls or boys and just let them know that you can really do whatever you want to do. You don't have to choose between one. Like, you can be a beauty queen and an athlete. You don't have to choose.
What sports did you play, Sullivan?
I played volleyball, basketball, and softball for 6 years.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
yeah. We've got the height for sure.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
So you graduated from York Comprehensive High School. So what? Before we dive into this, what's the future hold for you? What does college look like? Or maybe what does life look like if college is not the avenue you're going to go down?
So I actually attended cosmetology at the high school. Mm-hmm. Our high school offers that. And I got my license before graduation. So
wow.
I'm already a licensed cosmetologist. And then I graduated as an honor grad, so I'm working in the salon right now. I'm building up my clientele, and I really want to open a lot of doors for me in the beauty and fashion industry in the future.
That's really cool.
Oh, and I'm attending York Technical College for a business and entrepreneurship.
That's great.
Smart. You got to learn the business end of your industry for sure. And the Floyd D. Johnson Technology Center there at York Comprehensive High School is unbelievable.
Yes, it really is.
So the fact you got your license really before you got your diploma is, one, great.
Yes.
Two, you're also saving lots of money. Mm-hmm. And then three, going to York Tech to learn the business end of what your business is going to be, smart, because you're going to control your own destiny for sure. Her name is Sullivan Littleton. And again, she's Miss York County Teen All-American. We often have young ladies that are title holders on this show. Most of our audience, they're familiar with like Miss America and Miss USA. So where does this fit into that pageant world? What's the focus maybe on this pageant?
So the focus on this pageant, I'll be competing for the state and national title of it, because it's the first inaugural year for Ryan and Paula Miles as directors. And it was first established in 1979, I believe. I could be a little bit off, but I believe that's the date. And this pageant, it's new this year. It's going to be exciting. We're competing for state and national titles. A lot of opportunities will be held in this pageant for all of the girls competing, and I'm super excited. I cannot wait.
It's 115 women from across the country.
Yes.
Will be competing. So you'll be competing for the state title as well as the national title.
Yes, sir.
Will those other ladies be competing for the state title as well? And then, everyone's here competing for this title.
State and national, yes.
Okay.
Competing for everything.
And then Halle Berry was crowned with this title back in 1985, the actress.
Yes, she was.
Wow. Is this pageant, do you have like evening gown and swimwear and fitness and the Q&A? What is the makeup What is the night of competition? What does that look like?
Yes. So we will be competing in fitness wear, evening gown, and interview. So those are the three things that we'll be competing in. But throughout the week before the competition, we'll be doing so many cool events, and I cannot wait for it.
And so the pageant is taking place in Charleston. Is
yes,
that correct?
Ma'am, it
and
is.
Talk through maybe some of those events, some things that you're going to get to do while you're there.
I know that we're going to be able to do a River Dogs game, mm-hmm. but I think they were calling for rain possibly. So if we can't do that, we'll do a PJ party, okay. which is still fun. And then we're doing a Walk of Yorktown. And so that's whenever we'll get our sashes for the pageant. And it'll kind of be like a runway. It'll be
yeah,
fancy.
It's really cool.
And then another night, we're doing a models making class and a smile train. It's for the cleft lip.
Mm-hmm.
If we're
mm-hmm.
doing that, so we'll be able to talk to those people. The models mm-hmm. making group will be able to do stuff with them and talk with them, get looked at by the people in that organization. So yeah. even if the pageant, if you don't want anything, there's still so many things that you mm-hmm. can get from the events we're doing beforehand.
That's great. And the pageant takes place on what date? Is it this coming weekend or the following weekend?
It is this coming weekend.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, good luck to Sullivan Littleton. Remember that name. Sullivan, does this pageant have a platform? Meaning do the contestants, do you all have a cause that you help to bring awareness to in this pageant? And if so, what is yours?
Yes, we do. I've actually reached out to a bunch of the girls competing over social media right now, and we've all just been talking about what we're representing, our platforms are. My platform is the Restroom Access Act, and it's for people with IBS, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis. It requires retailers to allow people who present their We Can't Wait blue card access to an employee restroom whenever a public restroom is not available at the time.
And what we know about those conditions, when it hits...
It hits.
You need to go. Immediately.
Yes.
Is this something that is close to you? Why did you pick this as your platform?
It is. I'm very passionate about this because I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis whenever I was 14. And at my worst, I lost about 23 pounds in 2 months, or 32 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 35 pounds in 2 months and half of my hair and volume. Mm. And it really like took a hold on my sports just because... Even though I wanted to do it, and I still did it for the most part, but at some point my body just told me, like, you need to stop and yeah. get help. And so after finding the right medicine, I immediately got back on the right track, and I'm doing very well now.
Are there other states that have a similar act, and this is why you want to do this? What does that makeup look like?
Yes. Yeah, so actually, the Restroom Access Act was first passed in 2005 by a 14-year-old girl named Allie Bain and her mom. And I relate to her because we were diagnosed at the same age, and she was also denied restroom rights whenever she needed them very badly. And so there are 20 other states that have passed this act so far, and the two that I can remember off the top of my head is Tennessee. That's the closest one to South Carolina passed, and Illinois.
Mm. Okay.
Well, it's something that impacts you directly, so you know how valuable this is, and hopefully it can open the door, no pun intended, to help more that have maybe a similar situation. Because again, it's you know, you can control it as much as you can, but when that issue arises, you gotta answer the call.
You have to. You cannot wait till later.
Sure. Sullivan, when we do have young ladies that compete in pageants, we always just like to have you explain why go this route, since pageants sometimes have such a bad reputation, or why stand on stage and be judged based on just the way you look and you walk. How do you explain why you're doing the pageant route?
Yes, that's an amazing question. I'm so glad that you asked. So even though it's technically a competition, there is so much that goes on in pageantry. Ever since I competed in my first pageant, I just loved the environment. Every single girl supporting each other, even if you're competing against the girl right in front of you, you're still cheering for her as soon as she gets off a stage. The environment is just so amazing, and you can't even explain the feeling. And I would encourage every girl to compete in pageants because it's just a wonderful experience.
Well, you're learning how to walk into a room, right, filled with complete strangers,
yes.
how to make small talk, which is a lost art.
How to answer hard questions.
Yes.
Do
yes.
interviews just like you're doing
like
now.
Doing today.
How to walk, right? I mean, you've seen people walk, slump shoulders or walk, you know, just don't, they don't, their posture is not great. So you do learn a lot of things while competing in pageants. And listen, at the end of the day, if you want to go on stage and look pretty and walk around, who's... for us to say, well, why do that? So if it makes you happy, Like, congratulations.
Yes.
And if it opens the door and if it helps pass legislation and if you get scholarship money, hey, more power to you for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Well, good luck to Sullivan Littleton. She's from York Comprehensive High School. She just graduated. She's representing York County as Miss York County Teen All-American. She's going to compete this weekend, right, for the state and national titles in Charleston. So congratulations. Yeah. Good luck. Let us know how you do.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Definitely will. Yeah. Thank you all so much.
It is 8:19 here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Morning, 79 degrees.